Hachette Audio presents Crossfire, written by James Patterson, read by Andre Brower and J.O. Sanders.
Prologue. Finders Keepers. 1. It had been months since Kyle Craig had killed a man. Once upon a time, he'd been the type who needed everything yesterday, if not sooner, but no more. If years of hellish solitude in ADX Florence in Colorado had taught him nothing else, it was how to wait for what he wanted. He sat patiently in the foyer of his quarry's Miami apartment, weapon cradled on his lap, watching the lights of the harbor and biding his time. He was in no particular hurry, enjoying the view, maybe finally learning to enjoy life. He certainly looked relaxed, faded jeans, sandals, a t-shirt that said, "Consider this fair warning." At 2:12 a.m., a key sounded in the lock. Kyle immediately rose to his feet and pressed his back against the wall, hanging there as silently as a piece of art. The man of the hour, Max Siegel, was whistling as he came in. Kyle recognized the melody, an old snatch from his childhood. It was from Peter and the Wolf, the strings section, Peter's hunting theme, ironically enough. He waited for Mr. Siegel to close the door behind him and take a few more steps into the still dark apartment. Then Kyle leveled his red laser sight and squeezed the trigger.
"Oh, Mr. Siegel," he said. "Good to meet you."
A stream of electrically charged saline solution hit Siegel squarely in the back, carrying 50,000 volts with it. He grunted between clenched teeth, his shoulders seized up just before his body went completely rigid, and he fell like a tree to the floor. Kyle didn't hesitate for a second. He quickly slipped a nylon cord across Siegel's throat, wound it around three times, and started to drag him in a small circle to sop up the saline solution on the floor, then yanked him straight through the apartment toward the master bath in the back. Siegel was too weak to struggle. Whatever effort he could muster was spent on the cord itself, trying not to be strangled.
"Don't fight me," Kyle said finally. "There's no point in it."
In the bathroom, Kyle lifted him into the oversized tub and tied off the ends of the cord to one of the chrome fixtures. It wasn't necessary, physically speaking, but it kept Siegel's head up where Kyle could see his face.
"You probably don't even know about these, do you?" he said, holding up the strange gun he'd carried in. "I know you've been underground a while, but..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?